we'll do some, we'll skip to the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, or Zechiris Meis Amalek, right? So maybe we'll do a little Inyani Amalek since we're coming up on Parsha Zachor. But for tonight, we'll start, I don't know how much I want to do in Kiddush HaChodesh, but at least for now, let's do the Chinuch on Kiddush HaChodesh, and then we'll do one interesting thing in the Minchas Chinuch on the topic. Okay, so let's look in the Sefer HaChinuch. Mitzvahs Kiddush HaChodesh, L'Kaddish Chodashim, U'L'Aber Shanim Be'Bezdin Gadol B'Chachma Samach La'aretz. Samach Ba'aretz, sorry. So what is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh? To, you know, sanctify new months, and also to make leap years. But what are the qualifications? They have to be a wise Bezdin, and they have to have smicha in Eretz Yisrael. They have to have real smicha, which we don't have anymore. That's why we can no longer be Mekadesh al pi hari'iyah pashtus. And use those months, use those Kiddush HaChodesh to determine when the Yamim Tovim are going to come out. Right, when you see the new moon, you have to establish a Rosh Chodesh. Oh, afilu lo tiruha mikevan shehi ruuya lehiraos al pi cheshbon hamekubal. Even if you don't listen to this, even if you don't see it, it has, if it's ra'oi, that based on you, what the calculations that you know to be true, that's also, you could be Mekadish the Chodesh under those circumstances. Right, so take a look in footnote Bays over there. Rabbeinu Bechaye Khan, he quotes Rabbeinu Bechaye ala Torah. Inka v'nazakosav la'hazirah sonu la'aber shanuk v'chadashim apiriyas ha'levana. It's not, the Torah is not telling us to do it based on seeing the levana. Ki bekaviyas chadashim ein ikar b'torah lachush l'riyas ha'levana. That's not the ikar. Elim tira mutav. If you see it, that's great. Vim lo tira biyom akavius elakodim lachain or achare lachain liyom ol yomayim ein anu choshin. Let's say you see it, but you know it's the wrong day. Don't worry about it. Don't pay any attention. Kilon itzdavina b'torah likvo achadashim api reiyas alavana ki im api hacheshbon. So this is really unbelievable. Rabbeinu Bechaye says, like, you know, he says, we need to make the cheshbon, and that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not dafka to see the new moon. The new moon is like the icing on the cake. We want to see it, but if we don't see it, then we still make the cheshbon that we know to be true.
It's not making any sense,
no. Which part?
The thing is, if you see the moon, it's like, you know, it's the next month or
something. Yes, but in other words, if you know, based on the cheshbon that you always make, that, you know, maybe your eyes are playing tricks on you, maybe you saw the wrong thing, whatever, go on and so forth. So then he's saying, seemingly, you believe the calculations over your own eyes. Saying, it's a very interesting, we're not going to get into it now, but I'm just showing you what's out there. At least, if it made it into the footnotes on the Sefer HaChinuch, it must be important. So it's V'ayin Sham Ba'orech B'Shem Rabbeinu Chanan El Amotzi Midas HaKaroim She'in Mekajim El Alpi Ariel Alpi Cheshbon. So you have to also remember, here's an important statement in the footnotes, the Rabbanim were fighting the Karaim at the time, the Rishonim were fighting the Karaites, and the Karaites held there is no Cheshbon, the rabbis have no right to ever make a Cheshbon, it's all based on Re'iyah, the end, and they said you can't have Rosh Chodashim if you're not based on the Re'iyah, and at that time obviously way past, you know, the Takana of, I think it was Hillel Hasheni was the grandson of Hillel, and he was the one who organized I don't know if he's a grandson of Hillel, I'll take it back. He came later on. I don't remember who he was the grandson of or son of. But he was the one who was responsible for the set calendar. Vishitas harambam shemekachna piriya vachesma nitan lebezdin kidesha im yedu she'ein nire lo yikachra pi edim. The Rambam sheet is, no, the ikar is re'iyah, but the Bezin's allowed to make a cheshbon, so if they know it, the Edom come to Bezin, and they're saying all the right things. Doesn't matter. You get, if you know they're wrong, so you can't just be Mekadish the Chodesh. She'ein Sanhedrin, Ava below Nira, but if you don't see anything, Av im lefi cheshbon sarach leiraos ein Mekachin. Even if based on the cheshbon, you know it should have been there, you don't make a Kiddush HaChodesh. Ubizman she'in Sanhedrin akviyas api cheshbon b'nei Eretz Yisrael kamuva l'kaman ha'ari yid beiz ayin minchas chinach reishos beiz. Okay, so we're not going to do minchas chinach os beiz tonight, but these are all important things to understand about Kiddush HaChodesh. So basically, it seems that all the Rishonim that we're quoting here at least hold of the same idea, that you're supposed to make a cheshbon in addition to the re'iyah. Just the question is, which is the ikar and which is the tafel? So the Rambam seems to say, and the Chinuch seems to agree with the Rambam, the ikar is the re'iyah, but if the tafel, you know, if the tafel, which is the cheshbon, tells you that the re'iyah people are just wrong, so you don't have to listen to them. That's the Rambam says, but the Rambam sheet is you don't make a Kiddush HaKodesh just based on Cheshbon. The Chinuch seems to say, no, if you don't see the moon, so since you know the Cheshbon is right, you're allowed to be Mekadesh HaKodesh. And Rabbeinu Bechaya takes an extreme opinion that the Iker is the Cheshbon. And he's saying, even if they come and you know they're wrong, you don't listen, and if they don't come and you know that they should have come, you didn't do the Cheshbon. So that's already the extreme sheet in the other direction. Okay, so these are the sheetas that we have. Continuing the chinuch, v'chein tichlo mitzvah zu mitzvahs ibur hashana, included is to make leap years. Right, we're currently in a leap year. L'fi she yisod mitzvahs kiddush hachodesh kidei she yasu yisrael moadei Hashem b'moado. What's the whole yisod of leap years? To have the moadim come out at the right time. K'mo chein mitzvahs ibur hashana mizeh al yisod hu. Right, so besides this pasuk, where it says a chodesh hazeh, whatever, we have other allusions to this in the Torah. How so? Right, v'hu mashkasu v'shamarta or shmartes achukas oslo moada. You're supposed to keep this rule in its proper time, meaning the moadim have to come in their proper time. V'chein shmor es chodesh ha'aviv. Shmor es chodesh ha'aviv. You have to guard the chodesh ha'aviv. Pesach is the chodesh ha'aviv. Right? You have to make sure that it comes out in the springtime. If it would have been this year, if we wouldn't have made a leap year, Pesach would not have come out in the springtime. As a good shaykh, we would have had a snowy Pesach. Right? Now, we still might have a snowy Pesach at this rate, but hopefully the last couple of days is a good indication that we're holding already. Because they're holding a little by... What? Yeah, we're still going to... Purim, I think, will be decent. But until Purim, I think it's going to be cold again. Nice, you see that even when we do the leap year, it doesn't always work out. But definitely, if you wouldn't do the leap year... No, you see it by Ramadan. You know, the Ramadan is a strict lunar calendar. So Ramadan, some years, is mamish in the middle of the winter. Some years, in the middle of summer. Some years, in the middle of spring. But it fluctuates because you lose... You know, you lose how many days a year? You lose 11 days a year. So it's going to fluctuate every time, you know, consistently by 11 days. It's not going to be good. All right. So what is the mitzvah? The inyan mitzvah kein sheboim shnei Yisraelim. Two Jews have to show up. And what do they do? K'sherim. They have to kashal eidus v'abezdin u'me'idim b'fneim shero alavanim b'chidusha. Say, we saw the new moon. Mekovim rosh chodesh al piyem. Omrim Hayom Mekudosh. Today is Mekudosh. The Tam She'ein Mitzvah Zu Elas Bismuchin. Why do you need Smicha for this? If you Shabab the Perish Achodesh Zelachem, Gidolim Usmuchim Kimoschem. What's Lashon Lachem? Has to be just like you, Moshe Rabbeinu. They have to be great people with Smicha. Moshe Rabbeinu was a great man with Smicha. Kilo Moshe V'Aaron Nemar. It was said to Moshe and Aaron. Va'o Darshu Adavar Midim Sa. Right, so he says you should speak to all the Jews, meaning that all those mekayish the chodesh that rishus kol Yisrael, klomar chacham gedolim shebi Yisrael, could go in beis hanagadol, has to be those who represent all of Klal Yisrael, which is only the Sanhedrin. Only Sanhedrin represents Klal Yisrael. People with smicha represent Klal Yisrael. That's why, you know, why he was having Ming Chag HaSmicha. What's the whole kunst behind the Chag HaSmicha? So Rav Soloveitchik, once upon a time, gave a whole drasha explaining the yisod of smicha. Smicha was always conveyed in public. Because when you give smicha, you're making these people the shluchim of Klal Yisrael. So it has to be done in public. You can't just give a guy smicha behind closed doors. You have to make a whole public affair out of it, right? That's the story. Who is it? Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava from Nasora Gurugi Malchus. You know what I'm talking about? He gave the smicha to his five talmidim. They said, "What do you have? Just give him smicha." Whispers here, "Hey, Rabbi, you're a rabbi. You know what? What do you have to make a whole ceremony for? That you're going to get yourself killed?" And he did get himself killed, right? So the answer is because it's not a real din smicha unless you convey it in public. This is Rav Schechter always likes to repeat this from Rav Soloveitchik, that the smicha is a representation of Klal Yisrael, and therefore it has to be conveyed in public. It's a din not just in the individual Rav, it's a din in the tzibur. The tzibur is recognizing that this is a musmach for the next generation of the Balei Masorah. Okay. So he's saying it's a din with, and so we learn that out from this Yisod, that it's Kol Hadas B'nei Yisrael. It has to be those with smicha that represents, right, represents Klal Yisrael. Fine. Vasmichas you do eichos and also yesh lo rishus lasos mitzvah zu afilu b'chutz laretz. Once you get smicha in Eretz Yisrael, you can even do it in chutz laretz. V'hu shaloi miach kemosa ba'aretz. As long as there's nobody as great as he is in Eretz Yisrael. If they're as great as he is in Eretz Yisrael, then you let the rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael do it. Chin matzino she'asu kin chananya ben achi Reb Yoshua v'akavya ben Yosef shuhayu ben yinzeh. This happened in the Gemara in Barachos. Without real smicha, they do not have the right to do it. They don't have the right. Okay. A little further in the chinuch. Vim tishal, so you'll ask me a kasha. A lot more chinuch. Not always so much chinuch here. Vim tishal, ask me a kasha. How do we have new months? We don't have smicha. Da shekach kibalnu Rabbi Hillel HaNasi, Benosh Rabbi Yudah HaNasi. Ah, there we go. I forgot who it was. See, I thought to say it was Rabbi Yudah HaNasi's son, but then I said, no, it's not true, because Rabbi Yudah HaNasi, I thought I was mixing him up with Rabbi Huda Nasiya. There was a, Rabbi Yudah HaNasi's grandson was Rabbi Huda Nasiya. He was also Rabbi Huda, and he was also the Nasi. They called him Rabbi Huda Nasiya to not mix him up with Rabbi Yudah HaNasi. So he did other things. He had a lot of different halachas that were associated with him, so I was mixing him up with Hillel HaSheni. But this is Hillel HaNasi, but the son of Rabbi Yudah HaNasi, right? Fine. So others say he was the grandson of Rabbi Yudah HaNasi. Right? Ben Rabban Gamliel Benosh Rabbeinu HaKadosh quotes that from the Ra'ah in Beitza in the footnote. Shaya Gadol Bedor of Anismach Bart, he had real smicha. He did a shtick. He was Mekadesh all of the months Ad L'Omead till B'ez Gold Tzedek. That's it. He said, I'm hereby being Mekadesh Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, v'chule, v'chule. And he basically made the 19-year cycle that we have. It's a 19-year cycle, right? And what? Seven out of 19 are going to be leap years. But he made exactly where the Rosh Chodesh is going to be falling out for every single year, for the 19-year cycle, right? You know, there's a mnemonic device to remember the leap years. Guach Adzat. You ever heard it before? Guach Adzat. It's the third year, the sixth year, the eighth year, the 11th year, the 14th year, the 17th year, and the 19th year. Now, in order for that to work for you, you have to know where you're holding in the cycle, which I do not. But I don't know. It's Erev Shemitah. I don't more than that. I can't say.
14.
But, sure. I do not know. Fine. Anyway, this is a big hack. How it works? Did he was Mekadesh Shem? He wasn't Mekadesh Shem. They have a little bit of a discussion between the Rambam and the Ramban in footnote Yebeis. But let's go a little further. Zesh Amarnu Hu Al Dasa Rambam Zechron Avracha. Oh, he's going to give it to the inside. And the Rambam says. Rambam's opinion is what I just said. V'Ramban Zal Yachshov Kiddush HaChodesh Mitzvah Achas V'Ibur Shanim Mitzvah Achas. He holds two separate mitzvahs, right? And you know the Rambam and the Ramban are different cheshbonos of the Tariq mitzvahs. So Ramban's cheshbon is the two separate mitzvahs. Fine. V'Rayosa B'Sefer Mitzvah Shalom. He quotes his rayas. V'Chein Baal HaLochas Gamkin. He's defending the Bahag, so the Ramban is giving the Bahag's shita. He takes those two psukim that we quoted as like a smach to be ma'abr the shana. He takes them as drushes d'oraisa. So no, they both agree. They're basically just arguing on the cheshbon amitzvus. It's not. It's an academic argument, but it's not a nafkamina ladina between whether you hold it's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. But so they have a dispute about that. Okay, now talk a little about Shirashi HaMitzvah, Shirashi HaMitzvah Zu, Kidei Sheyasa Yisrael Moadei Hashem Bezmanon, Shehashem Yizborach Tziva Lassos Pesach Bezman Shatvua Ba'aviv. We want Pesach to come out in the spring when the grain is out there. Kamo Shekosu Shmoros Chodesh Aviv, Asisa Pesach, V'chag HaSukkos Bezman HaOsif, Kamo Shekosu V'chag HaOsif, Tkuvas HaShana, V'ilulei HaIbur HaShanim Yavo HaModim Shelo Bezman HaMeilu. If we didn't do Ibra Shanim, then we wouldn't come during these times. Lefisha Yisrael, Mechajman, Chodshem, Moadeim, Limea Shana, Shna Salvana, Shem Shin, and Dalad Yom, etc., etc. All right, fine. So it's basically like we were saying before, all the seasons will be out of whack, right? And the peiros won't be ready. Nimsa shaluliya ivo shana mashvin bo shana shnos alavana b'shnos hachama lo yavo ha-pesach b'zmana aviv v'asukas b'zmana asif. V'nitkan ha-davar lahey asos b'gdolei ador l'fi shehu inyin chachma gedola. Right, this is, and this was only done by the Gedolei Ador because this requires great wisdom. It's not stam an easy thing to do. Now, granted, nowadays we look at it as an easy thing to do because we have a lot of knowledge about the seasons and stuff, but they used to do it based on the harvests. Right? The Gemara in Sanhedrin has a couple of different examples where they used to hear people talking about how's the harvest going, blah, blah, blah. And they paid attention to that. Right, the Gemara in the second parak has a whole, they listen to three farmers talking, and then the Gemara says, ah, why are they listening to three farmers for? We shouldn't be koveya based on the farmers. He said, no. They had a cheshbon also, but they wanted to hear what the experts in their fields, quote unquote, were talking about. You know, they wanted to hear what the populace was saying, lav dafka because that was going to make the decision for them, but because they wanted to be masmichit to what they were saying as well. So you have to be holding in the seasons to know when the peiros are going to be ready, when they're not. You have to have chachma in Torah, and you have to also see what's going on around you. Gam yomru ki mimenu yivada mikra shana b'tvua v'ein roi l'mos roi l'gdol l'chassidim. You have to give this over to great tzaddikim and great talmid chacham. Okay, let's stop there before we go to the dinei ha-mitzvah. There's a couple of other points in that the chinuch has. But let's talk a little bit about, this is a side topic. I don't know, again, I have to decide how much Ibrash, there's a lot of great stuff to talk about here, but Pesach is coming and we're about to hit the Pesach stuff, so I might want to do more Pesach. If learning Pesachim wasn't enough for you. So, but like just in terms of maybe a few of the Kutchim stuff in the Pesach and then, you know, hit some of the Achilas Mitzvah, Achilas Matzah, and then, I don't know. It's Kedai. So maybe we'll do. This is just cute stuff. It happens to be in the topic of Kiddush HaChodesh, but it's just stam cute stuff. So look at Os Yud Gimel. Look at Os Yud Gimel. There's a great. We got to go a little bit further back. One second. Did I miss this? I meant to do it. One second. No, that's not what I was looking for. Okay. If you get a chance and you're bored one day, take a look in Nogea Be'edus. All right. Take a look in the part. We're not going to do that now. But if you're Nogea Be'dava. Who's Nogea Bedover and when the Yamim Tovim come out? Who's Nogea Bedover? Who's an example of a Nogea Bedover? So one of the examples of Nogea Bedover, I don't even know if it's the, it might even be a Mishnah. It might not even be a Gemara. I think the Mishnah says the Kohen Gadol's a Nogea Bedover. He's going to want to make a leap year so he doesn't have to do the Avodah because he's going to have to go to the mikvah a ton of times on Yom Kippur. Doesn't want to have to go in the cold. So he's gonna wanna make it later always, so that make it earlier always, because more summer months. Doesn't want to go to the mikvah in the cold on Yom Kippur, so he's not allowed to be on the Beis Din to be Ma'aver the Sham. Like cute cases like that, they have to be careful not to. All right, it's kedai to just read that little shtickle over there. Okay, but let's talk a little bit about a little. This is a little more meat and potatoesy. So here he goes and Osi Gimel v'nired be'inyan gam edus sheyu yichol mazima. When you have Edim for the Chodesh, does it have to be what we call Edus She'ato Yochol Hazima or not? Right? Next year, the Yeshiva is learning Makkos. Right? So this is one of the great sugyas in Makkos. Edim Zomim, right? So does the Edus have to be Efshur that you could be Mazimit, or it doesn't matter? After B'di'evet, Im Kitchu based in Apia Zomim Amaisa Kaim. So he pointed this out in Osir Aleph, that there's a Gzeris HaKosim that says, even if we're Mazim the Edim, it doesn't matter. We're mazim the edim, so the maisa is kayim, right? Mazim the edim, the maisa is kayim. Fine. So because we have exeris akosif for that, atem afilu muatim the afilu mezidim im kitchu yom shloshim below edim klal gamkin maseim kayama avokedim in atara but inan shitei edus kshera lekach tzarek gamkin edus shetiyach lazima. But the definition in the Torah of kosher eidus is eidus she'ata yachol lahazima. So it's ironic, says the Minchas Chinuch, that we have a gzeiras hakosher that says even if you're mazim the eidus, it doesn't matter. You still mekadesh the chodesh al pi their words. But they still have to be eidus that you could technically be mazim. Because otherwise it doesn't have a shame eidus. You hear? So, okay. Skip to the end of the paragraph. Omnam yesh lomar dezeh yeh tolei b'shnei tirutzei atosos reish mesech reish makis. So Tosos has this kasha in Meseches Makis. He says, wait a minute. You guys know the opening halacha in Makis? Opening halacha in Makis, we say he's a ben grusha ben chalutza. So we say, well, we can't make these guys ben grusha ben chalutza. Ela what? Lokinis arbayim. We give them malkus. Frektosvis, that's Eidus she'iyata yachol hazima. We should never be able to makabel Eidus on a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. What? No, but the point is that we say it's a Gzeiras HaKosov that you can't do it. So once a Gzeiras HaKosov that you can't make them a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, it's by definition not real Eidus. It's Eidus she'iyata yachol hazima. You can't do it. You hear? So the Tosvis has two answers. Answer number one is that it is Shaper Yachal Azima. Why? Because the Malkus is B'makam Azama. So the Malkus is a Kiyum and Azama. No, there's plenty of cases where you have it saying it.
I was saying, why over here you give
Malkus
but not over there?
There's a Gzeiras HaKosov. We have a Gzeiras HaKosov. Remember the Gemara, whatever. The Gemara has a Cheshbon. What? Correct. So you can't ever do to an Eid Zomim what, you know, something that's going to affect more than him. No, so then we say, it's Rosh, it's Tikwas Atzari, Shiyu Asa Rosh, all you've been Hakas Rosh. Right, okay.
So it would be any time that you can't do, you can't be Mizan, then don't they give him
Malkus? Oh, not so fast. Not so fast. Maybe that's true. Maybe not. Maybe only in the case where it makes sense. Right? So we're going to talk about that. That's what Minchas Chinuch wants to talk about. He says, it depends which Teretz and Tosfos you like. So if you like the first Tosfos, so you're giving him a Zama, just it happens to be Malkus instead of Kasha Zama. That's a Zama. He says, the second Teretz and Tosfos is pretty much, the whole concept of Eidus she'iyata yachol hazima is only when there is a Torah Sazama there, you just, for whatever circumstances, you can't do it. But here, there's no Torah Sazama. It's a concept that Hazama doesn't apply. So once Hazama doesn't apply, it's not part of the definition of Eidus in the first place. Right? In other words, Eidus she'iyata yachol hazima is a case where it would work, but they did it in such an ofen that you can't do azama. So, okay. So then that's when it's possible Eidus. So that's the idea. So here also, he says, depends which one you accept. Right? He says, they asked the kasha about Eidus she'iyata yachol hazima, v'tirtzu, kevan delokin shap rabbi yachol hazima. When you give the Malkus, that's Hazama. Im kain, gam kan, nihid, alo shaykh din Hazama, lasos lem kashu zomam, kihim rotsu shiya hayom rosh chodesh, umanucha lasos lem. What are you going to do? You wanted it to be rosh chodesh today, now we're going to make it rosh chodesh for you. What does that even mean? It doesn't make any sense. There's no Hazama. So he says, mikol makam, lo kin arbaim, give Malkus. Im kain, havalu yichol nazima, so there's no kasha. If you're going to say that you give the Malkus instead, so this is also Efshel Azima. So good. So it's good Eidus. Ach, yesh lomar delo shayach kan klal, din zed the Malkus. Maybe they don't get Malkus. The yalfin and love Malkus, min mitzdikwas a tzadik v'chule, sha'edim irshiwas a tzadik v'zima mitzdikwas a tzadik, meikar v'chule, v'hoye min hakas a rasha. Right? It has to be a case where they took a guy and they made him look like a rasha, and then they made him back into a tzadik. So that's got to be the case. Nothing happened here. They just wanted to make it Rosh Chodesh. I don't know. They had a thing. We wanted to be Rosh Chodesh today. But they didn't. They weren't Marshia at Tzadik, and then the Edom were Matzdik the Tzadik. None of that happened. The Efshel Onucha Lomor came to Malkus. The Gzeris HaKos of Davke Rishu is at Tzadik. V'kan Einam Boim Larshia Klal L'Shum Bnei Adam. Right? So he says, There was no such maisa here. Maybe the whole Gzeres HaKosov of a Malkus is only when there is such a maisa. But when there's no such story, there's no background story like that, you can't do it. Umilav de losana mevor sham de in lokin de havi le lav shim bo maisa. Right? In the Gemara, I give Malkus losana, b'riach eid shaker. No. Lav shim bo maisa in lokin alav. Right? That the Gemara throws that out there too. So you see, it's just, the question really is, what does it mean that an Eid Zomein gets Malkus? Right? Is it mean that anytime we can't give you Kasher Zomein, we give you Malkus? Or no, anytime where you fit into Virtzishiyu, Virtztiku, then you get Malkus. So here, they don't fit in. So if you like the first Teretz and Tosfos, it's still Shaykh to ask, maybe this is Eid Shiyata Yachal Azima. Right? Maybe they still get Malkus anyway. After Lo Shaykh Vitzdiku, maybe what the whole Gzeres HaKasav was, yeah, when you can't do it, give Malkus. That's answer number one. So we say, if you hold of answer number one of Tosos, so that's a 50-50, I don't want to give it odds, I'm saying there's one out of two chance that you could still call this Eidush Atal Yachol Azima. Maybe yes, maybe no. But when you can't do Kasher Zaman, there's no such thing as Eidush Atal Yachol Azima. Meaning, it's not in the Parsha. So he says, says you don't need it. So he says it's not that, oh, you can do it some other way like Malkus. It's just it's not shaykh. When Hazama is not shaykh, you don't require edus that you could be mazim, and therefore there's nothing to talk about here. So the fact that you can't be mazim edus achodesh is irrelevant. So he says okay. And what's the nafkamina? M'kei nafkamina kan binyan drisha v'chakira. You guys know what drisha v'chakira is? You gotta put the screws to them and test them out. Right? So what's the rule in the Rambam? Let's say, v'echad omer, al eiz drisha v'chakira eino yodeya. If the guy says about the drisha v'chakira, I don't know the answer. Then what the drisha v'chakira is all about time and place. So if he says about, I don't know the time or I don't know the place, toss him. Why? Because chakira simomer any odei aydusim b'teila, v'atam aveidu she'iyah toyochel lahazima. You can't be mazim him in such a case. And therefore, imkein kanim nitfos tiritz harishin sotosus bo'in an aydusha toyochel lahazima. V'im echad omer al chakira simomer any odei aydusim b'teila, tiritz hasheni sotosus ein tzarech aydusha toyochel lahazima, imkein af she'echad omer any odei aydusim kayemes. When would you throw them out? Rak b'makchishin zezeh, only if they contradict one another. But if one says eini yodea, you don't throw them out because it doesn't have to say, well, what am I going to do now? I mean, I believe you that you're telling the truth. But you're telling me you're not sure about a timing issue, you're not sure about a place issue. So what if somebody says, oh, imanu ayisem, at this such and such a time, in such and such a place, we don't know whether or not that's contradicting your edus. So we don't know that's contradicting your edus. So we don't know what to say. So therefore, it's a big nafkamina. What's the pshat that you're not mazim edus achodesh? The big nafkamina is if they mess up in one of the chakiros. So if they mess up, and I don't mean mess up as in lie. I mean mess up as in say any day. So this is a big nafkamina in that case. You got it? Now let's go a little further. This is just cute. Right? This is a classic cute minchas chinuch line here. They were born Rosh Chodesh Nisan. V'hayom Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Shalma Yud Gimel Shamos. So this is their bar mitzvah. So how are they going to celebrate their bar mitzvah? By going to Beis Din and saying, it's our bar mitzvah. We're hereby testifying that we're bar mitzvah boys today. Right? V'nasim gedolim teka betchilas leil Rosh Chodesh. Ayin Mishnah Lamelech, etc., etc. V'heim boim v'omru sheru'u halavana ayom v'ayom hu shloshim la'adar. So according to their own testimony, they're bar mitzvah, so you should accept them. Right? So on one hand, you see clearly they are gedolim, if we accept them. O Dilma, so, according to their own admission, they're not gedolim yet. But if you just accept our testimony, then we will be gedolim, and memela, it will have been Rosh Chodesh already, and we were gedolim when we showed up. So that's the cheshbon. Meaning, we're coming today, say, last night we became bar mitzvah. But Lamaisa, they're not really bar mitzvah until Beis Din's Mekadesh L'Chodesh. But once Beis Din's Mekadesh L'Chodesh, then last night they were bar mitzvahs, and retroactively their testimony was valid. But if we don't accept them because they're ketanim, then they can't even get started, and they're not bar mitzvah. They're not bar mitzvah today either. So they're stuck. Right? So this is a good hack. Right? So now, this is very cute. Very, very cute. So what's the cheshbon? If you really need edusha toyachol hazima, you can't accept them. Because what's going to happen when someone's mazim them? Now they're not bar mitzvah anymore. So if you're mazim them, they're not bar mitzvah anymore. And then it's never... And Mela, there's no real Hazama here. There's no Torah Hazama. There's no nothing. Because once you're Mazim, then what are you going to give Malkus to a 12-year-old? Can't do it. So you're stuck. Oh, so now you're okay. Right? So you have to give them the hazama before the gemar din, im kein tzarich edusha ato yochol hazim bigmar din kodem shasa maisa. So it has to be that you could be mazim them right before you say mekudesh mekudesh. Mekan im yuzmu kodem shiyomru beiz din mekudesh v'lo yiskadish hachodesh hodor havelu ketanim v'lo yulku arbaim ki ketanim einu b'nei onshin. Im kein lo yiskaim klal din hazama. But you don't need it. According to the second Teretz, you don't need it. Right? So you see that it's okay. So at least, benogea to that nekuda, it's okay. It doesn't mean like I can for sure say with all confidence in the world, oh, it totally works. Right? Okay. So he says like this. V'nirali da'abrera biyad bezdin. Beis Din can choose. And wrote, "Makav may do some. Makayim and mitzvahs kiddush al ariyah. Kevin denasim gedolim mafreya b'shas riyah v'agada. Since they're going to be gedolim mafreya, ach and Beis Din wrote sim. If the Beis Din doesn't want lo yikablu a dusan, right? The ledas ata ketanim him. So the Beis Din can say, sorry, your kids, we can't accept kids. V'zeh ena mitzuvim lekablu edim shal yideach a kiddush yulam mafreya edim." Because you can't force the Beis Din to accept these guys because they're not real adults right now. V'achiv u'al edim k'sherim. Avokan shele eis ata enam edim v'chimut ala Beis Din shiyasu edim. What? It's Beis Din's achrayas to make them into edim? Ein zesvar klal. Mikol malkam rotsim mikadjim makadlan osam kevim lam afreim edim k'sherim. V'avlu shaper mikadjim al piyara'iyah kein nirlan yiz daiti. He says his opinion. He says, I don't see why Beis Din should be forced to accept them, but I also think that it would work if they did. Right? Okay. There's one more hilarious case here. Tezvov. It's Kedai. It's Simchas Adar. It's not a Purim Torah, it's good Torah, but it's good. It's a Simcha Dika Torah. So he says, Od ani mistapek im biyom shloshim shel Adar ba'u edim ksheirim sheroes achodesh kedei lekachu hayom. Right? So they, regular Edom, 20-year-old adults, they come. Ubo Edom Shenoldu Yud Gimel Shalom Kodim B'Rosh Chodesh. 12 years old, and they're going to be Bar Mitzvah when? On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Nasa Gedolim, Umazimin Esa Edom Aksherim. Oshe Poslim Osam Be'eza Avera, Shero Hayom, Sheosu Edom Aksherim. They say, hello, guys, we were just in the first, Israel Bank, and you guys just robbed the bank. So they come to Beis Din and they say, you can't accept these guys. We were just in a bank that they just robbed. So heich lodun b'din zeh. Im lo yikablu Beis Din esa edim aksherim mitam zeh. Kevin di ika edim sheposlan osam. So you can say, how old are you guys? Well, we're not yet bar mitzvah. Tomorrow's our bar mitzvah. But according to them, it's tomorrow. But according to you, they're puzzles, so it's not tomorrow.
These guys just made them, the guys that are making puzzles just made them bar mitzvah. No?
So the guys who are puzzling them made them bar mitzvah, but they're trying to puzzle those edim, so they're not bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
So they're stuck. So they're stuck. It's one of those circular questions. We had that by the Mila case also. I told you guys, I gave a shiur on circular shilas over the summer. These were two of the examples I gave from the Minchas Chinuch. The one by Mila and this one. They're cute. They're back-to-back, so it's good. Or not quite back-to-back, but Beis and Dalit, right? So this is just a great, humorous question. So he goes, and he goes through the cheshbon that we just made. So let's just see what his answer is. V'nir elani is daiti. He's got a lot to say. We're not going to do the whole thing. In my opinion, kevon the b'shasa edim ksheirim ba'im v'dorshim v'chokrim osamim ksheirim gemurim. They passed Risha v'chakira. Mitzvah al-beis and l'kabalei dusan. Mitzvah z'zeim and atorish. L'kabalei edis achorish. Just like I just said before, they don't have to accept the 12-year-olds, but they can. But now they're mechuyev to accept these guys because they passed Risha v'chakira. And the truth is, who says they're lying? They just happen to also be bank robbers. You know, they're telling the truth about this. People, they're very, very from bank robbers in the world. Saying they don't dafka use guns all the time. Sometimes they use computers. Sometimes they use other intermediaries. But Lamaisa, they would never, ever, ever, you know, I don't want to say too many examples, but one example is that a friend of mine told me that his father works with certain people. He said if he would leave his wallet with $1 million inside the wallet on this person's desk, he could come back 20 years later. There would be like police tape around the wallet with it labeled Hashavas Aveda, do not touch. He says the second you enter into a business deal with them, they will rob you blind. He says it's a separation between church and state. You know, they make a separation in their minds. So there are people like that. So Edusai, you think I would lie? Edus HaChodesh? Are you kidding me? What do you think I am, a Shegetz? Avada, I would never lie. But it also just came from robbing a bank. So, okay, so their puzzle happens to be their puzzle. But Lamaisa, they're not lying about this.
So does it go back to not being Rosh Chodesh after if they have this
on? So he says you have to accept them. No, so if you're mazim them, then it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore.
Right,
so
then,
that's the cash.
Saying, so are they able to be mazamming them the one time and then go back to being katanim until?
Let's see. I don't know. Let's see what he says. The imishum the yodim shem yikabloid im yikabloid dusan yupsulim yikachu l'shul kedin zeinu. Maybe we should just not accept them because then we're going to be mekadesh the chodesh. Then we're going to passel them. So it's not a good argument. Dahaba emesim yikachu af shehaedim yifsulim yikol mokom ein lebezin shum michshol. So he says, why? Because we said before, there's no stumbling block for the Beis Din. Ki achodesh mekudosh. The month is mekudosh. B'di'evit. Afilu al-yedei zomimim upsulim. K'mevor b'rambam. Ve'inu dome l'shar edus sheyesh michshol al-pi edim psulim. It's not like you're going for a case of dover sheba erva, we're going to be matara, ishes ish l'shuk, because the guy's apostle of aid. No. Here, b'di'evit, it works anyway. So it's not such a bad shaila anymore because it's still going to work, right? So sheish michshol v'ein psulim, aval kan b'diyev ein michshol. V'ata b'shas kalos ed the same sheirim v'roy l'kadosh al piem av shel achar zman yizgal ma'freya de psulim kol mokom kudosh achodesh kedino. It's still Rosh Chodesh. So even though we're going to say, look at those guys, they made it Rosh Chodesh, just make sure you don't ever accept them for anything meaningful. Like you're going to a wedding next week, just don't make them the eidik kedushin. You know. So you might think, so they're going to have to put the word out there, not actually kosher edim, but lemaisa b'di'evid, their edus is good. So, imkain, kevin b'di'evid, kosher l'chadchilik sherim, mitzvah l'kabal osam, nira d'makayim ha-mitzvah, etc., etc. Okay, so he gives a great example from Ksuvus, but we're not going to get into that now. Anyway, it's from the later Prakim in Ksuvus, you probably never learned it. Okay. But even if you would have, you probably wouldn't have hit the sixth parak until you're a little bit older. So nice, but it's a great example. If you want, it's kedai to understand his example. Just check out the Gemara that he's quoting over there. It's very kedai. But what you want to say something? Mm. Okay, good. All right, we'll hold here. Ezra Hashem, hopefully we'll all have recovered from our fasting and our and we'll be able to learn Mir Hashem. Also Thursday night we'll skip to. Parsha Zachar, the mitzvah of famous chinuch versus minchas chinuch debate, right, about women and Parsha Zachar, right? That is pretty famous, actually. Yeah, everybody says everything's famous, but that's taka famous. But that's taka famous. So, Zeicher Zerach, come on.
That's not famous.
I'm not talking, this is...
What are they going to do after, with the break?
They'll do Sanhedrin. I'm not joking.